Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little bit of Chicago bringing us back 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Jory Clark is our guest. Jorian Clark is the founder and CEO of Circle One Network and also a website that I've been telling you about for a long time, kidscom.com. This is a place where the kids can go and they can learn about business. They can learn about a lot of different things. It's a safe site. It's one of those sites that you don't have to worry about your kids being there. Jory, what is the typical, what's the minimum age for KidsCom?
Well, generally the kids are most adept at it at 8. Now, We do have some 7 and 6-year-olds because, you know, younger and younger, they're getting more proficient at technology.
Oh, yeah.
But we're really looking at that tween age, which is 8 to 12 years old.
I got you. And so...
Part of what we're excited about is, for example, we're trying to create the next crop of small business owners because the kids can actually buy and sell virtual goods online, and they learn about profit margins, and they learn about merchandising, and they learn about all kinds of great things.
Why isn't this something that could be taught in school, that would be used in school, in a school curriculum, Jory?
Boy, you know, isn't it a challenge right now that with some of our traditional education, we spend more time just taking tests and trying to hit certain scores.
Why wouldn't this be a great lab for kids? Mm-hmm. A great computer lab for kids.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have had teachers and parents actually call us and tell us that their kids are not doing math when they never wanted to do it in school. But, you know, when you are buying and selling things, you have to do math. They're doing writing. They're also forming groups and doing leadership. So, for example, when the kids join the site, they form a team, and then they have to get their team motivated to do things every week. And then the team that gets the highest score for having done the most things gets featured and rewarded in status for having won that week's challenge.
Right.
We have kids who are running schools now within this location, which is kind of fun. They're starting up pretend bands. And so they're really learning about socializing and being successful. And they also learn about things like we have a great opportunity. They can make a virtual house, and in that process, they can learn how to save money by going green.
Ah.
So, for example, if you put a programmable thermostat in your virtual house and you click through, you actually get an article from Planet Green that tells you how to install a programmable thermostat.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids can actually help the families save money by just playing games.
Well, this is something that we've talked about for a long time. It just seems to me that this is the kind of curriculum. I mean, these games could be curriculum that would make our children become a little bit more, increase their acumen with regard to money. Managing money, the way the marketplace works, how to collaborate with other people, how to get along and work in teams. I mean, there's so many facets to this.
Yes. It's one of those, unfortunately, it's been a fairly well-kept secret, which we're now trying to really blast.
Right.
Because no parent likes to admit it, but there's times when we just need to have a digital babysitter because we don't have anybody around to help out. You know, grandmas and grandpas don't live around us anymore.
Well, this is a heck of a lot better than some of the stuff they get on television.
Absolutely. And for them, they just think they're having fun, but the parents know that they're both playing smart and they're staying safe.
Osmosis.
Yes.
They're getting some good. Don't tell them it's good for them. By the way,
right. Tell them it's a site you don't want them to go.
Yeah, just tell them it's fun. That's what you're going for. So now I've been to kidscom.com. I've been on there, and I have to say that I think the kids probably were better at it than I was. But my 11-year-old grandson is a lot better at stuff like this than I am, as he points out all the time. But folks, I encourage you, go to kidscom.com and see what they got going on there. And if somebody wanted to try to introduce this to a school, if there's a teacher listening and they'd like to introduce it to their class, can you help them with that?
Absolutely. We have right on the homepage an educators area where they can sign up with us.
Right.
And we actually give them virtual points that they can use instead of stickers or
right.
other incentives at school.
Right.
And then
Good.
They can message to their kids about how they're doing on certain topics.
Wow. Okay, folks, check it out. KidsCom.com. It's important. Hey, Jory, thanks for being here. Good job today. Good work out there.
Thanks.
We'll see you next time. Jory Clark, folks. That's CircleOneNetwork.com and KidsCom.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.